Well, in high school volleyball tournament play last night, Class 1A and 2A regional finals were held as they finished out the pairings for the state volleyball championships next week. In Class 1A play last night, it was Sydney defeating Stanton three games in a row, 25-17, 25-16, and 25-14 were the game scores as Sydney advances to the girls' state volleyball tournament. Grandview Christian, though, was a little too much for Audubon last night as they post a 3-1 win over Audubon last night. The Wheelers got off to a pretty good start, winning the first game, 14-25. But then Grandview Christian kicked it up a notch, and they picked up wins in three consecutive close games, winning 25-23, 25-17, and 25-23 as Grandview Christian wins it 3-1 to defeat Audubon in the 1A regional finals. Also in 1A regional finals last night, Central Lyon beat Bishop Garrigan 3 straight. It was Galen Catholic 3-2 over George Little Rock. Janesville downed Iowa Valley 3-1. Tripola beat Don Bosco 3-2. Springville outlasting Marquette Catholic 3-2. And it was Holy Trinity Catholic edging New London 3-2. In 2A regional finals last night, St. Albert makes another trip to the state volleyball championships as the Saints pick up a 3-1 win over Tri-Center last night. 27-25, St. Albert took the first game. Tri-Center tied the match at 1-1 with a 19-25 win in game two, but then it was St. Albert taking the next two by identical 25-20 scores as they closed out the match to qualify for state. Also in 2A regional finals, Western Christian beat Okoboji 3 in a row. Unity Christian took 3 out of 4 from Lawton Bronson. Also is Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont downing Des Moines Christian in 3. Dyke New Hartford swept 3 from Grundy Center. Sumner Fredericksburg beat Lake Mills 3-1. Wapsie Valley swept 3 from North Cedar. And West Branch a 3-1 winner over Durant last night. Now, the bracketing for the volleyball championships in 1A locally looks like this. It'll be Sydney facing off against Springville in a Wednesday matchup next week in first round of Class 1A play. In Class 2A, also on Wednesday of next week, St. Albert will face Western Christian in a first round matchup in Cedar Rapids. With an 8-0 record and a spot at number 9 in the first college football playoff rankings, the Iowa Hawkeyes are part of the national conversation. It will also put a target on their back, and the Hawkeyes expect Indiana's best shot when those two teams play in Bloomington on Saturday.
You know, you can expect anybody's best shot, especially Indiana. I think they're on a 4-game losing streak. They want to get back in that win column, and they've got a lot at stake, but so do we, and we want to win just as much as they do. We expect to go out there and play our best football, and I think if we do that, we should be all right.
That's junior quarterback C.J. Beathard, who says a healthy LaShawn Daniels at running back is a boost for the offense. Daniels returned from injury and rushed for 60 yards and a touchdown in a win over Maryland.
It's nice to have him back. He's our biggest back, a big back, and he's also got speed as well. He runs the ball really hard and tough, and, we've been missing him for however many weeks. Iowa State is when he came out, and he had about 100%, and last week he was getting back, and he ran the ball really hard and well, and, it's nice to have him back.
This figures to be a challenge for an Iowa defense that's giving up just over 15 points per game. Despite a 4-game losing streak, the Hoosier offense is averaging 33 points.
You play this game because you want to play the best. And right now, Indiana, they're up there right now as far as their passing game-wise, so it's going to be a challenge for us this week coming in.
That's Iowa junior cornerback Greg Maben. Indiana's defense has struggled, but Iowa senior guard Jordan Walsh says it's a unit that will try to confuse the Hawkeyes with a variety of blitzes.
Pretty good athletic outfit. We think they're dangerous. I think they'll be a good team to play against. So they've got some good guys on the inside that can move a little bit. So we're going to have to really give it our best effort.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. It's a 12:30 pregame. 2:30 is kickoff from Bloomington, Iowa at Indiana. Atlanta, Santa Clara, California, and New Orleans have been selected to host college football playoff national championship games from a group of 9 cities or regions that were vying for the event. Atlanta will be the site of the championship game scheduled for January of 2018. Santa Clara will host the January 2019 title game, and New Orleans will be the site of the January 2020 college football playoff championship game. Well, top-ranked North Carolina will spend the next 3 to 4 weeks without senior point guard Marcus Page due to a broken right hand. The school says the preseason Atlantic Coast Conference co-player of the year broke a bone in his non-shooting hand during Tuesday's practice. The recovery time will sideline him for next Friday's opener against Temple in Annapolis, Maryland, and then several games beyond that. A roughly 4-week absence would have him close to returning for the big December 1st matchup with number 3 Maryland in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Michigan men's basketball coach John Beilein has agreed to a 2-year contract extension that runs through the 2020-21 season. The school says Beilein's annual compensation will increase to $3.37 million, including a $1.5 million total in separate deferred payments. The 62-year-old is entering his 9th season at Michigan and has led the Wolverines to 2 Big Ten titles. In the NBA last night, Indiana beat Boston 100-98, Washington over San Antonio 102-99, Atlanta beat Brooklyn 101-87, Cleveland got by New York 96-86, Houston in overtime 119-114 over Orlando, Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 91-87, Toronto over Oklahoma City 103-98, Portland beat Utah 108-92, Phoenix over Sacramento 118-97, and Golden State beat the LA Clippers 112-108. In the National Hockey League last night, Winnipeg beat Toronto 4-2, St. Louis over Chicago in overtime 6-5, Pittsburgh beat Vancouver 3-2, and Anaheim in a shootout, a 3-2 winner over Florida. And in racing news, Matt Kenseth will have his appeal of NASCAR's 2-race suspension heard today. Kenseth has been suspended for the next 2 races for intentionally wrecking Joey Logano in Sunday's race at Martinsville. He was retaliating after being wrecked by Logano a few weeks ago at Kansas. NASCAR says it punished Kenseth because he had no chance at winning and intentionally altered the outcome of Sunday's race. And they also cited safety concerns. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.